The Name Curse by Brooke Burrows. Performed by Alexander Sandis and Lauren Ezzo. For my parents, who initially inspired a love of the great outdoors in me when they took my terrible 16-year-old self on an epic 2-month journey across America. Chapter 1. Great Aunt Bernice had been haunting Bernie Purcell ever since she departed this world 15 years ago with a whiff of Chanel No. 5 and a reputation, if you believed the stories, that rivaled that of Mata Hari. And every time Great Aunt Bernice was mentioned, which was almost daily because she was her namesake, Bernie felt a little ripple going through her body, reminding her of who she was and who she wasn't. Especially during every conversation she'd ever had with her mother, who seemed to relish using her full name, in spite of the fact that Bernie had asked her not to, repeatedly. "Bernice," her mother said with a sigh into the phone, as it seemed she did every time they spoke, a little hint of exasperation, but with the mollifying exhale of a woman doing yoga to try to keep her sanity. Even though she was on the phone, Bernie's hand went to her hip in practiced defiance. It was as if every time she and her mother spoke, Bernie was transported back into adolescence. Back into a time warp of acne and hormones and thinking she was right, although deep down she knew she wasn't. But this time, she was. "Mom, you know I prefer Bernie." Why did they have to keep going over this? "It's a family name, and you should be proud of it. My Aunt Bernice was a stunning woman." Aunt Bernice was a nut job. She didn't add that her great-aunt had also horribly frightened her as a child. When Bernie was little, Great-Aunt Bernice would swoop into town a few times each year with her peacock-toned, wide-sleeved caftans, raspy voice, and fuchsia lipstick. She'd remind Bernie how thrilled she was that they had the same name, how they were so much alike, how Bernie reminded her of herself as a child. Child Bernie tried to keep her distance from the hot pink talons that seemed to grab onto her constantly, unable to process that just because they had the same name didn't mean she would soon also end up with a wild mane of hair and a voice that sounded like rocks tumbling. "She lived a full life. There's a difference." Bernie could see her mother shaking her head at the phone and rolling her eyes, as if they were face to face. Bernie wasn't going to list the various ways that Aunt Bernice had almost killed herself doing wild stunts, but she had stored them away like little alarm bells ready to be called upon, harbingers of what could become of her. Slipping off the Great Wall of China, luckily in a soft, bushy part. Getting bit by a rattlesnake while hiking the Appalachian Trail and then being confined to the hospital for a month. Having a gun pulled on her while accidentally having an affair with a mob boss while living in Sicily in the 60s. And then, what had finally done her in was a sad mopping accident where she slipped on her kitchen floor and broke her neck. Of course, she was 96 by then, but still,